is on his feet, but still hunched over. And is making his way now to the Ohio State sideline as he has gone into a slow jog.
Yeah, it looks like an oblique. I don't know what an oblique is, but it looks like that's what he came screaming off the edge, and Ashcraft was trying to block him, and that just goes to show you how explosive and how quick he is. He completely whiffed because how quick he can turn a corner, and he actually got in on the tackle, and like you said, Matt, Sawyer, the other defensive end, ended up kind of drilling him off the edge, and it looks like he's going to be okay. He is a special player. And obviously somebody Wisconsin has to keep an eye on all day when they're passing the football.
So it's third down and goal, still about a yard and a half away. You got Green and Bell out to the right. Williams to the left, lock in the gun. Nowakowski, wing on the left side. Braylon Allen to the left of the quarterback. Lock takes the snap and a shovel pass. Allen got stoned by Eichenberg and is stopped at about the one. 7 seconds, down to six, down to five. They'll take it down to kick a field goal, I would think, with 3 seconds left in the first half. Timeout, Wisconsin. What goal line defensive work from Ohio State. And Braylon Allen is very slow to get up. He got rocked on that shovel pass by Tommy Eichenberg and then just got twisted up. And two or three other Buckeyes were there, so the athletic trainers for Wisconsin looking at Braylon Allen. It fell down, came down a bit awkwardly there, to say the least. So Ohio State losing its defensive end to an injury a moment ago, and now a lot of Badger fans very concerned about Braylon Allen, as that left leg, it appears to be, that they're taking a look at. Patrick, what do you have?
I think the batters might elect to go for a field goal here. Braden Locke's already headed over to the bench as if he's not going to be involved in this next play. So maybe a little conservative here, but Badgers need some points.
Well, it's still a double-dip opportunity because Wisconsin will get the ball to start the third quarter. And any points you can get, make this a one-score game. In the meantime, great concern with Braylon Allen, who is now on his feet and slowly walking
very
over.
Very ginger.
Yep, favoring that left leg.
Yeah, a lot of anytime you're down on the goal line, you have everybody coming, and they read that little shovel pass pretty well, and were able to kind of put that wall up right at the 1 yard line and not let Braylon get ahead of speed going to kind of plow his way in. So, you know, you have to take advantage of your opportunities. And Ohio State has given Wisconsin 3 turnovers in this first half. We've had a big punt return. And so far, I know probably going to get 3 here before, but missed opportunities so far for Wisconsin. With the opportunities that this defense gives you, you got to cash in. And we had one. We did not get it. And now we're settling for a field goal.
Nathaniel Vakos, who missed from 54 in the first quarter. This will be extra point distance. It will be right of center. Actually, it will be a 19-yard field goal try. 3 seconds left in the half. Badgers a chance to make this a one-score game at the break. The lines are down. And here we go. Here's the snap. Placement. Kick is in the air. And the kick is good. And the Badgers are on the board as the first half comes to an end. That's the good news, but we all hold our breath for Braylon Allen. Here in the next 15 or so minutes, we'll get an idea of where he is and the chances of him coming back here tonight. But the Badgers, like I said, they've gotten the 3 turnovers, but just 3 points to show for it as we hit halftime here in Madison. Our score at the half, Ohio State 10. Wisconsin 3. Coming up, Mike Heller has our halftime report presented by America Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the Children's Hospital.
Thank you, and go Badgers!
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
At Anne-Marie Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Anne-Marie Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AnneMarieChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Anne-Marie Chevrolet, where we treat people like people.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much money you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With a West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory, every detail, everything you worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? To find out more about West Bend Insurance and the Silver Lining, contact Lead Home Insurance Agency in Amory, Wisconsin. 715-268-7188.
Badger football is brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers and by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger football. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
Okay.
Well, we welcome you to halftime at Camp Randall Stadium. At the end of 30 minutes of play, it is Ohio State 10 and Wisconsin 3. All of the elements that you need to pull an upset have been there, with the exception of taking advantage of those elements. Wisconsin has forced Ohio State into three first-half turnovers, but they've only gotten 3 points out of those. The Badgers turned it right back over after the first turnover of the game, and then when they got the first of the interceptions, they weren't able to do anything with it. They missed a 54-yard field goal. The Badgers had a great punt return in which they started in ideal field position at the plus 36, but don't get points out of that. So the storyline is still unwritten. Wisconsin has put themselves in position to have a real shot at this game. They'll start the third quarter with the ball, but at the end of one half of play, it is Ohio State 10 and Wisconsin 3. And I can't send it to Brake without telling you that watching Braylon Allen be helped off the field, not encouraging as far as the opportunity that he would be cleared to return. And this one, I don't want to over-speculate, but it did not look good going to the locker room. Our American Family Insurance halftime report will continue. We'll look at other scores from across the country and the Big Ten. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Saturdays are made for football, and when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. A Correct Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Established in 1962, Cardinals' focus on community engagement and development has always been at the core of their values. While dedicated to being the world's premier laminated and fabricated glass manufacturer, they've also been fixated on continuous improvements in safety, service, quality, and innovation. Cardinal aims to change the world through their energy-conserving products, community involvement, and new-age employment practices. Cardinal LG Amery believes in investing in the future, our future. Join the endeavor, innovate, and lead the future with Cardinal Glass.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoy MT. Pleasant.org.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
We bring you back into Camp Randall at the half here at the camp. It is 10-3 Ohio State. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Let's take you around the Big Ten. Minnesota beat Michigan State today 27-12 in Minneapolis. The Golden Gophers now improved to 3-2 in the Big Ten. Michigan State drops to 0-5. Nebraska beat Purdue 31-14. The Huskers are 3-2 in the Big Ten. Sensing a trend here. Penn State, number 10 in the country, got two late scores, beats Indiana 33-24. The Hoosiers dropped to 0-5 in the Big Ten. Penn State is 4-1. Northwestern beat Maryland 33-27. The Wildcats improved to 2-3 in the Big Ten. In the Big Ten West right now, Iowa, Nebraska, and Minnesota are all 3-2. Wisconsin is 3-1. You can do the math. If the Badgers win tonight, it looks good at 4-1 and a full game lead over three others. You lose tonight, and you've got a four-way tie for first place in the Big Ten West Division. Top 25 action going on in games that are happening now. Washington leads at Stanford. The Huskies, number 5 in the country, 21-13 over the Cardinal at halftime. Air Force is undefeated. They're in a tussle right now at Colorado State. 19th ranked Air Force leads 20-13. Number 21 Tennessee leads at Kentucky 26-17. And that is our look around the country at some of the other scores. Our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance continues in a moment. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Met. If your last doctor appointment was scheduled by your mom, it might be time to contact St. Croix Health and be seen by one of our primary care providers. Why? Preventative care can help identify problems before they become big problems. Our primary care providers are here for you, and our specialists, including urology, cardiology, and orthopedics, are here to help you stay healthy and active. St. Croix Health's mission is to help you live a healthier, happier, and longer life. Call today to schedule your appointment. 1-800-828-3627.
If you're in need of a new bathroom, kitchen, or whole house, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating is here to help. Whether it's installations or repairs, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating has over 20 years of experience in the plumbing trade and provides quality workmanship for residential and light commercial markets. They can also help with heating and cooling systems, winterization, soil test, septic installs, and much more. Call Royal Flush Plumbing and Amory for your free estimate, 715-268-6565. That's 715-268-6565.
Sales.
Once again, back with you at the half, Mike Heller. It is Ohio State 10 and Wisconsin 3 at the break. I bring in Bill Schmid, who joined Tim Scott on our Badger postgame show. Bill, I think we talked about what are the ingredients in an upset all week long. Three of the six Ohio State possessions have ended in turnovers. That is exactly the recipe for an upset, yet it's Ohio State's defense that has given Wisconsin no breathing room at all.
Yeah, and Wisconsin's offense needs to be complicit in the upset, Mike. We talked about it all week long, and you're exactly right. At some point, you need to be able to take advantage of some of the short fields your defense has given you, slowing down one of the best offenses in football. And right now, you've kept yourself in it. Let's see if it is that game that we were talking about after jump around.
You had a great punt return from Chimre Dike in there as well, along with the three turnovers. Now, Wisconsin turned it over once on their own. And to that point, what is it about Ohio State's defense that you've noticed that has allowed Wisconsin no opportunity?
They're so physical up front, and they're really stymieing the interior of the Wisconsin offensive line. You just go back to that third down play. There's a reason why Michael Furtney and Joe Huber, both being really aggressive, end up on the ground, that not allowing you to climb up to the linebackers. They're taking so much emphasis on trying to move these defensive tackles off the ball, and it's been a problem so far, Mike, in being able to not only hold up for Braden Locke in pass pro, but also be able to move some bodies and give Braylon Allen, maybe in the second half, Jackson Akers some running room.
Billy, let me add this. I would be remiss. The lead right now is Braylon Allen, very much limping to the locker room. He needed help to get to the tunnel, and I can't see what happens after that. The guess there, and it would be a guess, is that he's unlikely to return. That makes the hill much steeper. Even though you're only down seven, it makes it much steeper.
Verona, let's get ready. Jackson Aker and company right there in the middle. But, Mike, this is a second-half football team. We've watched it a bunch of different times. And for the Badgers to win this game, you're exactly right. The lead right now is Braylon's health. But for them to lead at some point in the second half, Braden Locke's going to have to take the lead. We knew that, I think, with Braylon or without right now. Where the score is at, they're going to have to be able to make some more plays through the pass game.
Yeah, Bill, to be fair on that, too, he's got to have some help. There have been a couple of drops, at least two drops in the first half. And the touchdown throw, it's not a perfect throw, the one that's taken back, but the knee can't go down on it. You got to make the catch, and you got to know that the knee's got to stay off the ground.
Yeah, and there have been a couple of opportunities for them to extend drives. Maybe the ball is not in the perfect spot, but there's a third down completion that Will Pauling would have been able to extend a drive. You got to have help from everybody. It's going to take everybody for this upset to come down. Not only number three right now, but NBC Sports just showed during their halftime report the projections for the CFP's first initial playoff rankings. Ohio State has a very good chance to be the number one team in the country with a win here tonight. You need to be playing your best ball for the next 30 minutes.
All right, Billy, very good. Appreciate it. Billy Schmid along with Tim Scott on Badger postgame tonight. Matt LePay back in the booth, and we'll get the second half underway in a couple of minutes. Coming up next on our American Family Insurance Halftime Report, a look at the first half stats presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win four tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Wiggly, Shop the Pig!
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields?
look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Amory Discount Liquor has the best selection of all alcoholic beverages, all for a great low price. Save now on new Glarus products, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Busch Light, and more. If beer isn't your choice, don't worry. Shop their selection of whiskeys, rums, wines, seltzers, and other options. And while you're shopping, check out their new selection of Lipton Hard Iced Tea and Hard Mountain Dew. Amory Discount Liquor, located on the south side of Amory at 1020 River Place Mall, open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. At Amory Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amory Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmoryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amory Chevrolet. Where we treat people like people.
Badger Football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Now with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
10-3, Ohio State leads Wisconsin at the half. Some of the first half stats are presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group, buildingwisconsintogether.com. 209 yards of offense for Ohio State, just 83 for Wisconsin. 12 first downs to 5. The Badgers were stuck on one first down for quite a while. Missed opportunity for Wisconsin at the end of the half. Got it down to the 1 yard line. Couldn't get it into the end zone, but did get a Nathaniel Vakos field goal. Kyle McCord, 10 of 19, 140 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. Braden Locke, 8 of 15 for 43 yards. Braylon Allen, 10 carries for 50 yards, but he was injured in the final minute of the first half of play. Travion Henderson, 10 carries for 44 yards. Marvin Harrison Jr., 2 catches, 51 yards, and the game's only touchdown so far. A couple of minutes ago, Patrick Herb caught up with head coach Luke Fickell.
Well, like the Illinois game, a score right before the half, maybe something to build on there for you guys?
Got it. We get the ball coming out the second half. You know, we got to put some things together. We got to figure out what we've got. We had a couple guys go down there, Braylon and Chim, and have to figure out what we got.
How do you evaluate how your defense has risen to the challenge?
They've done a great job. They've got some takeaways. We gave up a couple bigger plays, but they've done a really good job at, containing some of the bigger plays.
All right, good luck in the second half, Coach.
All right, guys, thank you very much. Yeah, as Luke Fickell mentioned, and Patrick pointed out with Chim Ray DK, didn't see him toward the end of the first half. And then Braylon Allen just got tangled up. They were trying to get him into the end zone on a shovel pass. He got rocked on the play and came down a bit awkwardly. So a lot of anxious moments. And that's first things first. Who do you got to work with here as you move forward, Tausch?
Yeah, I think that's always the concern when you see one of your guys go down and trying to figure out, okay, is he going to be able to play and where is he going to be at as far as you're doing that? So coming into it, I think you were hoping that Braylon Allen was going to be able to do some things. He had 10 carries for 50 yards, and I thought doing some really nice things. Obviously, he put the ball on the turf, and he's going to be – how you attack this defense coming out in the second half is obviously going to be contingent on how available and if Braylon Allen's going to be available.
Well, the Badgers forced 3 turnovers, including an end zone interception from Preston Zachman. We got a big punt return from Chimere DK. They have had opportunities for big points here, but just the field goal from Nathaniel Vakos on the final play of the first half, a 19-yarder. But the Badgers do receive to start the second half.
Yeah, and, you know, the little bit demoralizing, even though you go down and get points, you have a touchdown, and, you know, unfortunately, Skylar Bell was unable to catch that cleanly and not go down with the knee. That you felt the energy, you felt the excitement, and then that gets overturned, and you have to settle for three. So they're always important drives. This one is, I think, vitally important in the fact that you need to go back down and get some points because you're asking a lot of your defense to continue to make stops and to create turnovers.
Patrick, what do you have?
Not the best news from the Wisconsin locker room at halftime. According to their sports medicine staff, Braylon Allen and Chimere Dike are both questionable for the second half. They have not come out of the locker room to the sideline just yet. Braylon Allen, it didn't look good. I'd be very surprised if he returns. Chimere Dike might have a chance, but again, he's not out on the sideline just yet.
All right, thank you, Patrick. Jaden Fielding with the kick. It's taken into the end zone by Vinny Anthony, who is the return man now, and he'll just take the touchback, and the Badgers will start at their 25-yard line. First and 10, and that is notable. You know Chimere Dike in the receiver rotation. He's the primary kick return man. Vinny Anthony's been back there with him, but now Vinny has that chore, and he took the fair catch there, and the Badgers have a first and 10.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, Tanner Mordecai's out. Chim's now down for a little bit, we see, and no Braylon. You don't love to see it, but what it is, you get new opportunities for new guys. Let's see if any of these young men are up for the challenge.
Jackson Aker is the running back. Two receivers left, one on the right. First play from scrimmage, second half. Lock throws right side, caught by Bryson Green. Turns it up 35 across the 40-yard line. Green, 45, spins off the man. Cross midfield, and finally wrestled down by Steele Chambers. Big, strong man, Bryson Green, going to work. First and 10 at the 48 of Ohio State.
Yeah, that's what you're looking for, just a simple little curl route, and he bent it back outside. You break a tackle, you keep your feet, and he has been a load. It's his second catch, I think, on the day. The other one, it took three or four Buckeyes to get down. Same thing here.
Three receivers to the left, Bryson Green to the right, Denzel Burke. Up on him, the press man on first down, lock, delayed handoff. Here comes Jackson Aker inside the 45. Drills his way to the 44 of Ohio State. The linebacker, Tommy Eichenberg, on the tackle. Gain of four, second down and six.
Nice little just straight draw play there, and you want to let the Ohio State guys get into coverage. They dropped off. Hubert did a nice job getting up onto that linebacker, and you pick up a quick four.
Two receivers left, one on the right. Nowakowski, wing on the right side for the Ohio State 44-yard line. Snap the lock on second and six. Lock looking, throws over the middle. High pass incomplete. Intended for Will Pauling. Josh Proctor on the coverage at the 34 of Ohio State. Third down and six from the 44 of the Buckeyes. A little more than a minute gone by. Third quarter, Ohio State 10, Wisconsin 3.
Yeah, good protection there by Wisconsin's offensive line. And I think Braden Locke has an internal clock. I'm sure he was told all week, make sure you don't stay back there too long with this pressure unit that they can. He had plenty of time there to deliver it.
Two receivers left, two receivers right on third down. Locke pulls it down, has room, 45-40, 35-30. Locke to the 20, Locke to the 15-yard line. First down, Wisconsin. Braden Locke pulled it down and had a lot of turf, and he took advantage. First and 10 at the 15-yard line.
I don't think Ohio State expected it. You didn't see Braden Locke do that a ton last week, but he was patient, and he was able to go down and just, like you said, Matt, wide open spaces for him to go down and pick up a huge chunk play.
29 yards, empty backfield now, three receivers right, two receivers left for the 15-yard line. Lock back to throw, looking, and throws it into the dirt. It was in the vicinity of Bryson Green. Second and 10 for the 15-yard line. This trip to the red zone is brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers.
Yeah, smart play there by Braden Locke. It was just a quick screen that was set up. Ohio State sniffed it out, and instead of sitting back and holding up, get rid of it, throw it into the dirt, don't get a intentional grounding, and move on with the next play.
Trips to the right, Aker to the left of Locke on second and 10 at the Ohio State 15-yard line. Snap the lock, looking, swings to the left, Aker the catch, and Steele Chambers drives him out of bounds at about the 13-yard line of the far side. And third down and eight for Wisconsin.
just take what you can get. A little throw right on the back shoulder of Jackson Aker. He was able to get Ohio State played that pretty well. It was covered him, got him down. But, again, positive yardage. Now you're sitting in a third and eight spot. Make sure you're very – ball security here is vital on this drive.
Three receivers right. C.J. Williams to the left. Snap to Locke. Back to throw, looking, throwing, left side, end zone, cut, Will Poling, touchdown Wisconsin, Locke to Poling as the Badgers drive it down and into the end zone on the first possession of the second half.
How's that for a start? Oh, we don't have Braylon, we don't have this, and what was going to be the answer? Braden Locke, huge play with his feet, and the offensive line. Plenty of time to throw a little fake out to Jackson Aker, and then Braden Locke staying in the pocket, keeping his eyes down the field, and delivering an absolute strike for Will Pauling's second career touchdown.
Nathaniel Vakos on for the PAT. Lines are down, snap ball down, kick in the air, and this game is tied. The scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Seven plays, 75 yards, took 2.5 minutes. And we have ourselves a game in Madison. 12:30 left of the third quarter. Ohio State 10, Wisconsin 10. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Light up your workspace and get 11% off everything at Menards. Now you can tackle your automotive needs at any time of day with a 10,000 lumen LED work light from Smart Electrician. It's portable, super bright, and weather resistant. Save big money and get one today for $49.99 after 11% rebate at Menards. Good through October 29th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. With kids back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Make Exergen thermometer the chosen thermometer for your home or business to check for fever, where accuracy matters. When measuring temperature at home and at work, use an Exergen thermometer to keep your family and colleagues safe. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Everyday style is easy with favorite looks for fall, whether you're layering up or snuggling in. We've got priced right picks for any occasion. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. And we welcome tonight's game sponsor, Medea Midwest, proud supporter of Wisconsin football. Medea Midwest, your local ductless solutions provider. Braden Locke on the drive, 3 of 5 through the air, 42 yards and a run for 29. 2.5 minutes gone by third quarter. Badgers and Buckeyes tied at 10.
Just like we thought, right? Oh, smooth sailing. That was an impressive drive, and I think it all started. It got Braden Locke into a little rhythm with the play by Green of getting upfield and picking up a big chunk play, and then all of a sudden you kind of get Ohio State. But what was really, I think, telling on that drive, Wisconsin's offensive line, all kinds of time, Braden Locke making a play with his feet, both running it, picking up 29 yards on a huge play, and then extending the play, keeping his eyes down, and throwing that 13-yard dot to Will Pauling to tie this game up, just like we all thought it was going to happen.
Gavin Lamb on to kickoff. Xavier Johnson is deep. Ohio State going right to left, south to north in the third quarter. Kick in the air. Johnson will let it sail over his head and into the end zone for the touchback. And the Buckeyes will start at their 25-yard line.
And the defense, you know, they've given up a little bit, 209 yards in the first half. But what they've done is they've made big plays. And that, I think, when you play against an offense that has first-round picks at a lot of different spots, that's what you're going to need to do. And now I was a little bit nervous at coming out of the half. If you go three and out, you're putting it back on your defense. Now you get the crowd, the energy, the juice. This defense can smell it. Now you go make, let's see if we can get another big play.
Marvin Harrison wide to the right against Nizir Forkurin. Two receivers to the left. Pistol formation for the Buckeyes. Travion Henderson behind the quarterback, Kyle McCord. Xavier Johnson slot left, motions to the right. With the Ohio State 25-yard line, first and 10. Snap to McCord, hands off Travion Henderson off the right side, going nowhere. Hunter Waller crashing down, among others. Second and 10 for the Buckeyes at their 25.
Yeah, that's Hunter Waller just understanding what concepts Ohio State can use. They bring him off of the edge, not afraid, not worried about McCord coming out on a boot, reading it, and just screaming downhill for no gain.
Harrison wide left, two receivers on that side, one to the right. Henderson to the left of the quarterback. McCord on second and 10 takes a shotgun snap, back to throw, fires it to the left, and it's caught by Harrison across the 35-yard line. Harrison across the 40, driven down to the 41-yard line. Hallman and Maitre are there defensively on a gain of 16 yards, first and 10.
A nice strike there. That was just a good throw. Wisconsin had two people over there, and again, Harrison is special. You're going to have plenty of attention over there. They just found a little hole in the zone, and McCord delivered a strike.
Harrison's third catch of the game. He lines up to the left against Forkurin. Two on the right for the Ohio State 41, first and 10. 11:23 left third quarter. Wisconsin and Ohio State are tied at 10. Play clock is at 10 as the Ohio State quarterback gets them organized. Back into the pistol formation, McCord. Hands off Henderson off the right side, and he is stopped for no gain. Muma Jungmeta getting in there. Might have been a loss of a yard, and it is to the Ohio State 40, make it second and 11.
The tackle was by Jungmeta, but Chaney did everything on that play. He kept the ball inside and didn't allow this to be blocked by Ohio State's right tackle. He also got in, slowing it down, allowing Jungmeta to come and fill.
Harrison wide left, two receivers on that side. The tight end G. Scott in the slot, two receivers to the right. On second down, McCord back to throw, looking left, throwing left, caught by Scott, the tight end, bumped to the turf across the 45, the 46-yard line. Hallman over there defensively. And they'll place it closer to the 47 of Ohio State, make a third down and four plus change. Maitre, Austin Brown, Jake Chaney checking in defensively as they have the chance to sub as Ohio State did the same on offense. 10:15 left third quarter, tied at 10. Third and four for the Buckeyes at their own 47. Fleming, Harrison, and Johnson out wide to the right. Stover to the left. Snap to McCord. Back to throw. Pockets tight. Swings it right side. Caught by Trainum across the 45. Trainum up the midfield. And with the effort, it looks like he'll get the first down. He needed the 49 of Wisconsin. And Chip Trainum got him there.
Yeah, that was a nice job by McCord of buying a little time. Wisconsin brought pressure. Jungmeta came flying in again, getting in the face. But he was able to dump it off. Wisconsin in position to get off the field, but a nice little shake and bake, and he was able to get vertical enough to pick up the first down.
9.5 minutes left in the third quarter, tied at 10. Big third down conversion there for Ohio State. First and 10 at the Wisconsin 49-yard line. McCord to the gun, Henderson to his right. McCord takes hands off to Henderson, slips through inside the 45, and it is covered up. Ball came down, Culp came loose, picked up by G. Scott, and he scampers for a few more yards. Massive break there for Ohio State. The ball popped out, but the tight end G. Scott was there. Unless they called him down on, it looks like they did blow it dead at the 42-yard line. So it's a gain of 7. Second down and 3 for Ohio State.
Yeah, Waller did a nice job of tackling, and then Piotrowski came in with that old Peanut Tillman punch, which I always love seeing, especially with Wisconsin's guy doing it, punched it out. They ended up letting it, saying he was down before the punch.
Harrison slot right. Fleming out wide left. Harrison loops in motion right to left. Hand off Travion. Henderson picks his way clean through the right side. 35-30. Henderson 25 cutting left inside the 20 and is thrown down by Waller at the 17-yard line. Travion Henderson with a burst, and the Buckeyes now are in the red zone.
Yeah, pretty good ball fake there by McCord of making it seem like he was handing it off on the jet sweep. And again, all it takes is a little bit where your linebacker's eyes go a certain way, Chaney got kind of washed down into the wash there, and then you let him get moving. Henderson, he is explosive. Big pickup.
McCord under center, takes a snap, hands to Henderson, chased down in the backfield by Hunter Wohler, and he had some help. Looked like Muma Jungmeta getting in there as well. That's a loss of a couple to the 19 of Wisconsin. Second down and 12. 7:45 left third quarter. Tied at 10.
Yeah, Hunter Wohler is just, he is everywhere. He's down around the line of scrimmage. He didn't tip it like he was coming, and he just chased from the backside, him and Jungmeta, with a nice job combining there to get a two-yard loss.
Harrison wide right against Forkurine. Two receivers to the left. Make it three with Stover. Henderson motions out of the backfield. Slot to the right. Empty backfield for McCord. Back to throw. Four-man rush. Hit as he throws. Deep ball. Right side. End zone. Harrison made the catch. Touchdown, Ohio State. Wow, what a catch. What an effort. He paid for it. He's slow to get up. Coverage from Forkurine. I'm thinking that's worth another look, but what a throw and catch from Marvin Harrison if all of that stands. They're showing it up on the scoreboard right now, and he looked like he got the foot down. Did he maintain control through the process? And it sure looks like he did. They may take it upstairs for another look. And that's a pro play by a guy who's going to make a lot of money in the NFL.
Yeah, and McCord, give him credit. He stood in the pocket. Jungmeta, again, right in his face, delivered a strike as he threw it, and a big-time play by Marv.
Jaden Fielding on for the extra point. It is in the air, and it is good. So Ohio State's with a strong answer to the Wisconsin touchdown as the Buckeyes regain the lead. No one gets you closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered. Anywhere you go, get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. 7:14 left of the third quarter. Ohio State 17, Wisconsin 10. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
For over 100 years, Thabit Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Thabit Cat provides new and used, heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Thabit Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit ThabitCat.com or call your local Thabit Cat store for more information. Thabit Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, home to 24/7 gaming, exquisite dining, a luxurious hotel, and countless ways to win. Your win is waiting. Details and hotel reservations at paysbig.com. A 9-play, 75-yard drive as Kyle McCord with a 19-yard touchdown pass to Marvin Harrison Jr. Second touchdown connection between those two tonight. 7:14 left in the third quarter. 17-10 Ohio State.
Yeah, just a couple of really big third down conversions. And Trainum did a beautiful job of avoiding a tackle and picking one up right around midfield. But Ohio State, you know they have a ton of talent, and you can only hold them down for so long. So Braden Locke led this team out of the halftime locker room. We're able to go down and get points, and now have to do it again. That's what happens when you play in big-time games like this. You're going to That pendulum that we keep talking about, it's swinging all over the place here in the third quarter. Time to recapture it here from Wisconsin's standpoint.
Vinny Anthony and Will Pauling are deep for Wisconsin. Jaden Fielding ready to kick off. Badgers go left to right, north to south here in quarter number three. Kick in the air, hangs up there for Anthony, who signals for the fair catch, and he'll make it about 3 yards deep into the end zone of the Badgers' start at their 25-yard line.
I always wonder, it doesn't do you any good. If it's in the end zone, don't even catch it, right?
Yeah, as soon as it hits the end zone, it's over.
Yep. Nothing good is going to happen from catching it other than getting some practice reps at this point. So I would say let's just steer clear, take the ball at the 25. And, again, you have to be really impressed as far as what Wisconsin was able to do offensively. Braden Locke with his feet, with the draw play, and now you feel like you're getting a little confidence. Let's see what the approach is going to be here on this second drive.
Let's see how the Badgers answer Ohio State's score. Four wides to either side. Got Tucker Ashcraft slot on the right. Pauling slot on the left. Loops in motion to the right. Lock hands off Jackson Aker. Left side 25. Aker across the 30. Pops his way to the 31-yard line at a gain of 6. Jordan Hancock in there off the corner for Ohio State. Second down. The nickel, there he was. Second down and 4 for the Badgers. Quickly on the ball. Locke will get it to Aker again. Trying the right side of the line. And he'll push his way to the 33. Third down and 2 for Wisconsin.
Yeah, trying to go a little tempo there and see if you can get Ohio State maybe not with the personnel grouping they want, or you get them out of sorts a little bit. Ohio State read it, made a nice play.
Sawyer limping off. We should mention to Bowell is in there for Ohio State. He was injured late in the first half. Two receivers left, one on the right, third and 2. Pauling motions right, hand off to Aker off the left side, and he's not going to get there. Cody Simon closed the gate at the 34-yard line, so 3 running plays, and it's now 4th and 1 for Wisconsin, maybe a little less than 1. And Luke Fickell's going to play it safe here and send on the punt team with 6:05 left in the third quarter.
Yeah, I think it's real easy from up here and, you know, the 70, 80,000 people here. I saw Phil Longo sprinted down, wanted to get a good look down to see how far he had left to go for it. I think if it was up to Phil, he would have been going for it.
Atticus Bertram's on the punt. Snap is clean. Bertram steps up. And the kick is away. Ballard signals for the fair catch, and he'll make it at about the 24-yard line, Ohio State territory. That was a 42-yard punt. So a 3 and outs for Wisconsin. Just as a touchdown, takes great teamwork. A successful farm takes great tractors, combines, A-tools, and more. Visit KSIH.com/Badgers. 5:36 left in the third quarter. Ohio State 17, Wisconsin 10. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nothing slows my little girl down.
Except the stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus and everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Defense.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers, just like the claim, the Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Check one out at your Ford dealer. 5 minutes, 36 seconds left in the third quarter, 17-10. Ohio State leads Wisconsin. Buckeyes just got a stop, and now they take over at their 24-yard line.
Yeah, that was interesting there. And I was curious to see, because of the success Wisconsin had, really the most sustained success offensively we've seen all game, with that drive right out of half and then three straight runs and a punt. I think there's going to be some questions. Well, do you want to be a little more aggressive, or do you go for it on fourth down? It was about a yard, maybe a little bit more. Wisconsin choosing to punt, giving the ball back to Ohio State.
It starts at its 24-yard line. Harrison wide left. McCord back to throw, looking, pressured. Hit as he throws. Caught by Harrison. 40, 45-yard line, and brought down by Hunter Wohler at the 46. As Ohio State getting Marvin Harrison more and more involved. First and 10 for the Buckeyes at their own 46-yard line.
Yeah, just way too much time there for McCord to sit in the pocket, and I don't care who you are, when you're trying to cover 18 for that long, it's going to be tough sled. You need more pressure.
Harrison wide to the right against Ricardo Hallman on first and 10. McCord hands off Travion Henderson off the right side and pulls through one tackle attempt and is forced out of bounds at about midfield. Let's see where they mark it. It'll be at the 49 of Wisconsin on a gain of 5. Second down coming up for Ohio State.
Just a little counter action there by Ohio State. And Rodas Johnson got into the backfield. Shows you how quick and explosive Henderson is. He was able to outrun Rodas, and that was allowed him to pick up a quick 5.
4:45 left in the third quarter. 17-10 Ohio State. Carnell Tate, single wide receiver out to the left. Xavier Johnson is tight to the right. McCord under his center, Carson Hinsman. McCord pulls back. He'll hand off to Travion Henderson. A little trip move left to right. Gets a couple and gets covered up at the 47 of Wisconsin. Gain of 2, third down and 3 for Ohio State. The Buckeyes tonight are 5 out of 8 on third down.
That Zachman came up, and again, you're getting a lot of the secondary pieces. You're starting to see Ohio State trying to run the football. Wisconsin bringing people down, and a little juke move there to pick up a couple where he was in the backfield dead to rights. Nice job of picking up a couple.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. Harrison wide left. He has 5 catches for 108 and 2 scores tonight. McCord to throw, looking, pulls it down. He'll run for it. He'll get it. Dies for the first down at the 42-yard line, maybe the 41 of Wisconsin. Another third down conversion for the Buckeyes.
A good pocket awareness there. Hunter Wohler came off of the left side of Ohio State's offensive line. He read that, saw that there was an opening in the middle of the field, didn't get a ton, but was able to pick enough to get the first down.
3.5 minutes left, third quarter, 17-10 Ohio State. First and 10 for the Buckeyes at the Wisconsin 41-yard line. Harrison wide left, under center McCord, takes a snap, hands to Travion Henderson, right side 35, Henderson to the 30-yard line. It was finally pulled down. Another big run there for Travion Henderson. Austin Brown on the tackle as the Buckeyes are back on the move.
Yeah, he's explosive, and he's obviously somebody that Ohio State's excited to have back. He gets a little bit ahead of steam going. He is a tough bring down from Wisconsin's standpoint, and way too much space there. Now he's got 92 yards on the night.
Harrison slot left. Tate wide left. Johnson out to the right. Pistol formation. Henderson behind McCord. First and 10, Ohio State at the Wisconsin 30-yard line. 2:35 left, third quarter. 7-point lead for the Buckeyes. McCord takes it. He'll hand it to Henderson off the left side. And Darrell Peterson is there to pull him to the turf. Loss of a couple. Second down and long coming up for Ohio State. Good work by Darrell Peterson.
It was. You could just tell when guys study film and understand what's happening. Ohio State checks out of their play, and you see Jung Mehta already go up and tap his defensive lineman, letting him know where that ball was going. Jung Mehta shot the gap too. Peterson did a beautiful job of getting in the backfield and making that play.
Second down, about 11, just outside the 31 of Wisconsin. Harrison slot to the right. Snap to McCord. Back to throw. Good protection. McCord drops it off. Chip training the catch. And making the hit right away is Austin Brown inside the 30 at about the 28 of Wisconsin on a gain of 3. And it's 3rd and 8 for the Buckeyes with a minute 40 left in the third quarter.
And that's what was critical. Brown did a great job because there's a lot of space. You're seeing Wisconsin put a lot of people back in zone, trying to limit what Marvin Harrison can do and what Ohio State's doing big play-wise. You're going to give up that underneath stuff. You have to make tackles. Brown did a great job open field-wise to get him off, get him down on the ground.
Three receivers to the right, Marvin Harrison to the left. Chip Traynham is the running back. Ball at the 28-yard line of Wisconsin, 3rd down and 8, and a timeout taken by Ryan Day with the play clock winding down. And this will be a full timeout, so we will step aside. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community will invest in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC. 109 left of the third quarter. Ohio State 17, Wisconsin 10. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Piggly Wiggly, Shop the Pig!
.109 left in the third quarter, 17-10 Ohio State. The Buckeyes have a 3rd and 8 at the Wisconsin 28. Before we find out what happens on 3rd down, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You mentioned Braylon Allen shaking up late in the second quarter. Patrick, what do you have on Braylon?
Braylon will not return for this game, but he is back out on the sidelines now. He's in street clothes, and he's got his left foot in a boot here on the sidelines. So it'll be Jackson Aker and maybe Cade Iacomelli from here on out.
All right, here we go. 3rd down and 8 for Ohio State. Ball at the Wisconsin 28-yard line. The Buckeyes are 6 out of 9 on 3rd down tonight. 3 receivers to the right. Harrison, the inside of those 3. Carnell Tates is out to the left. McCord in the gun. Train him to his left. Badgers creeping up. Hunter Roller, Numa Jometa, Austin Brown. All near the line of scrimmage. They'll pull him back. Rushing for McCord in trouble. Peterson got his face. Ball is on the ground. Rolling around. Think they'll call it incomplete. They do, but when in doubt, play it through. It was so loud in here you couldn't hear the whistle, but Darrell Peterson getting in the face of McCord, definitely an incomplete pass. Was it close to anybody?
Heck yeah. No, I just wonder. I think that ball, let's take a closer look. I think that ball was behind the line of scrimmage.
Okay.
It was very close. And
they're going to call grounding here at least.
Yep.
Ball got tipped.
Wow.
Darrell Peterson looked like he got
a grounding. Offense. Spot foul. Loss of down. It will be
fourth down.
Well, that's monster, though, because that gets them out of field goal range, I believe. Yeah, they had Fielding coming out there, their field goal kicker, but that has changed. They send their punter, Jesse Mirko, out there instead. So Darrell Peterson.
That did get tipped. Yeah. What a
good
move.
Work.
Peterson did a great job of just beating the right tackle with speed off the edge, getting in and forcing that and to force the intentional grounding and take points, a potential points off the board in a one-score game. That is everything here at the end of the third quarter.
Vinny Anthony is deep at the 9-yard line. Line of scrimmage, the Wisconsin 37 on 4th and 17. Snap to Mirko. And the kick is away as a fair catch signaled by Anthony, and he'll make it. He saved his team about 4 or 5 yards there. He fields it at the 7-yard line, and the Badgers will start there, 1st and 10, with 57 seconds left in the third quarter, 17-10. Ohio State leads Wisconsin. I remember talking to Jim Leonard about this last year, and this kind of play, you definitely want to field it, but there used to be that old rule of thumb as a punt return man, if your heels were on the 10 and it was going to fly over your head, you'd let it go. He said, no, not in recent years. You've got to cheat back a couple of yards, and in that case, Vinny Anthony did the right thing.
He did, and it's not easy. You know, Chim is obviously the main punt returner, and you know he's out. That's not exactly the easiest thing to come in cold, and you know you're preparing for it, and you get in that position. And it's one thing to do it on a Wednesday afternoon in an empty stadium. It's a whole nother thing.